For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for the southernmost post office in the world. Not the one in Tierra del Fuego at the tip of Argentina. That's not southern enough. The one we want you to name operates in some pretty inhospitable territory. In fact, there's no mail service in the winter there. But otherwise, most mail comes to this station by plane via Christchurch, New Zealand. So that can mean delivery delays of 5 to 14 days. Packages can take up to 6 weeks to reach this destination. One final clue, most of the people who rely on this postal station are scientific researchers. And yes, they sell stamps there. The name of this unique post office, coming up later in the program. The U.S. Postal Service could use some fresh ideas on how to cut costs. With a multi-billion dollar budget shortfall looming, the Postmaster General is already asking Congress for permission to take a number of steps, like stopping Saturday deliveries and cutting as many as 120,000 jobs, which got us thinking about how postal systems in other parts of the world are coping and which ones work best. Those are good questions for an international postal expert like James Campbell. He's edited the Handbook of Worldwide Postal Reform. James Campbell, are we part of an international trend in this country, or is the United States postal system just behind everybody else?
Well, we are more behind everyone else. That is to say, all industrialized countries have built up large public post offices that are designed to provide a rapid exchange of letters. And with the letter business going away, they all have the problem of what do we do with the post office?
And the letter business is going away because of email, because of private carriers like UPS? Is that essentially the tension?
The letters are going away much more because of email and text and cell phones than the private carriers. The private carriers are really much more into package business.
So where do you look around the world for examples of countries who kind of have gotten their postal systems right?
First, understand this, that the European countries, Australia and New Zealand, began thinking about this issue, probably it's fair to say, in the early 1990s. And they have all more or less come to the idea that the best outcome is for the post office to become a more commercial entity, to be allowed to become more commercial, but basically to be required to become more commercial as well, by, for example, taking away privileges like the postal monopoly and making them learn to compete. The countries that have done a good job on this, I think the Germans, New Zealand, Sweden, Norway, the Netherlands, maybe Australia. So those are good examples.
So tell me what Germany is doing that makes their postal system, their government postal system, more competitive.
First, they corporatized the post. That is, they turned it into a normal company. This is called corporatization. Secondly, they have privatized most of the company. They've sold about two-thirds. So the private shareholders now are necessarily insisting upon a company that's run with the same efficiency and the same sort of customer orientation of a private company. And the results have been good.
Do you ever see a day where there will be one postal system for the entire planet? Doesn't that make sense?
The postal business is basically a local business. Most of the mail that you pick up in the city is delivered in the city. So in that sense, it's a little bit like the taxi business, and it would be hard to see a worldwide taxi company. On the other hand, parcels and express is much more of a national, regional, and even a global business. And you really do see today global package and express services developing. And so where the future probably is going is two overlapping systems, global systems and local delivery systems, that work together, each doing what it can do best.
When was the last time you sent a letter, Mr. Campbell?
I'm in the backward United States, so I sent a check-in not too long ago to the bank. But I have sat at tables in Europe where people argue about what's a checkbook.
Well, James Campbell, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
James Campbell is an expert on international postal systems based in Washington. Now, before we leave the subject of mail, we were looking for the southernmost post office in the world. There's one at 90 degrees south. It's unlike most other post offices, but they do have stamps. It's located at the Amundsen Scott Base at the South Pole, Antarctica, and that is the answer to today's GeoQuiz.